This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The House of Representatives chamber in the U.S. Capitol is closed today, along with all six buildings where House and Senate staff work. Speaker Dennis Hastert decided yesterday to adjourn the House until next week out of concern for possible anthrax spore contamination. A letter containing the bacteria was opened Monday in Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle's office. More than 30 people have tested positive for exposure to the spores, but the Senate remains open today. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
Even though he took the highly unusual step of shutting down the House in the middle of the week, Speaker Dennis Hastert insisted yesterday that the lower chamber of Congress would not be intimidated.
There are people who would like us to fear. There would be people in this world that would like us to be afraid. There are people that would like us not to do the people's business. And we thought it was a prudent step to make sure that these buildings and this campus is free of spores, that we can go back and continue and do the work of the American people. And that's what we intend to do.
So despite a heavy load of pending legislation, much of it in response to last month's jetliner massacres, the House won't be meeting again until next Tuesday afternoon. And it wasn't just House Republicans who wanted to decamp. Speaking yesterday outside the Capitol, House Minority Leader Dick Gephardt fully endorsed Hastert's decision.
What we're doing today is really what should happen anywhere in the country where a similar kind of an event might take place. This is the prudent and cautious approach.
Still, the senators who occupy the other side of the Capitol refuse to abandon the building. They're meeting in full session today and are holding at least one vote. Still, Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle said he and his fellow senators have agreed, like their counterparts have in the House, to let their offices be checked.
We are vacating the three office buildings in the complex in order to complete our work on sweeping the buildings in our search for additional foreign matter, foreign material. And that will be completed no later than the end of the weekend, and we'll be ready to go back to work on Monday.
And the leader of Senate Republicans, Trent Lott, said yesterday he had no doubts about staying on.
I think we've made the right decision to stay in session here in the Capitol and have votes in the Senate this afternoon and probably tomorrow also, because there is no risk there in the Capitol, and we feel confident that we can continue to get our work done while taking necessary precautions to protect the people that work with us.
Many senators seemed outright disdainful of the House's decision to disband until next Tuesday. Delaware Democrat Joseph Biden warned against taking precipitous action.
Look, I'm not worried about this. I think you're going to find when this is all said and done, this was localized. I think you're going to find when it's all said and done, as they finish all the tests, that there are a hell of a lot fewer positives than anybody thinks there are. Everybody should calm down. Everybody should calm down. I think there's initial significant overreaction.
Majority Leader Daschle was calm, even though at least 23 people from his office had their nasal swab tests come up positive for exposure to anthrax bacteria.
The only indication that we have from that nasal swab is that they were exposed. That's all that means. It doesn't mean they were infected. It just means that they had that exposure.
And Tennessee Republican Bill Frist, who's the only senator with an MD, said there was good news to report about the lab test done on the anthrax spores collected from the letter sent to Daschle.
This bug, this bacteria that has a shell or a spore around it, is sensitive to every single antibiotic for which it was tested. That's penicillin, tetracycline, doxycycline, fluoroquinolones, Cipro. And that's good news. And that means this thing is imminently treatable. It's very reassuring because it doesn't have to be Cipro, it can be penicillin of this range of antibiotics.
It was clear senators were seeking to reassure a rattled nation, and going back to work today is part of that effort. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.